What's going on, everybody? So today I was gonna have Devin call in. I'm still gonna try and find somebody to fill in because I don't know what he's doing. But I was gonna have him call in because he saw XXX Tentacion live. So I was gonna have him call in to talk about it because obviously that impacted a lot of people. This one is a big loss for hip hop. For music. I don't know, man. The guy had a lot of stuff around him, but I don't think all of it's true. And I think the things that were true that were negative about him, I think he was truly trying to work on himself. And if you don't respect that, then, I mean, this podcast isn't going to be for you, because it's going to be kind of gonna revolve around X. And then at the end, it's gonna be some motivation stuff. So if you want, you can fast forward to the end, or like halfway in, whatever. I don't know if it's gonna be a long one or not, you know, but we're gonna get into it, and we'll see if we get a guest today. All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to This, That, and Those. Yo, so I've been in like a weird funk kind of all day today. And I don't want to say it's because of X's death, but when you look at the videos that he was posting, like, recently, all the dude was doing was spreading positivity and love, and it's, the dude is 20 years old. 20 years old, man. And he was murdered. And then you have, like, so my uncle, who doesn't really know, you know, a whole lot about, like, the new age hip-hop, everything, like, about the people, right, sent me Barstool Sports article that they wrote about him, and it's titled 20-year-old rapper XXX Tentacion murdered. Fans mourn his death despite the fact that he was a truly, truly terrible person. That's the headline. And then it goes on talking about his domestic abuse and going after a gay guy in his cell. Like, shit like that. When first, like, I'm not anybody to judge anybody because obviously I have my own demons. I never beat anybody, but I have, like, my own demons. Everybody has their own demons. He was trying to work on his. Also, the girl dropped all the charges against him, so I don't even know if that's a concrete thing, because he denies it. So who knows about that? There's a whole lot of stuff that they said that he said or did. They painted him as, like, this villain, you know? The villain, the big bad villain of hip-hop or music, whatever. But, like, to me, it's a 20-year-old kid got murdered. And then there's people on Facebook saying, like, just another trash SoundCloud rapper murdered. Like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? That you could just be so nonchalant about somebody dying. I get it that, like, look, the guy looks, if you look him up, he looks like a demon, but looking and acting are two different things. And like I said, even if everything that the media says about him is true, he was working on everything. His last post, I screenshotted it because it was the last thing available on his Instagram story, was planning a charity event for this weekend, Florida. He was like, he had this charity, Helping Hand, I think it was called, that he started up. Then, like, there's rumors about Drake setting it up. Basically, let me tell you this, let me give you a little timeline if I can find one real quick. So he went shopping for a motorcycle, basically, right? He went shopping for a motorcycle, and holy shit, dude, his music has taken over iTunes charts, by the way. Top 10 songs, all X. Wow. Another thing that was ridiculous, I went on his Instagram page. You could, and he has one picture posted. You could click on the picture. I don't know if it's still going on, but you could just watch. It was getting 1,000 likes every 2 or 3 seconds. In the comments, another like 500 comments every 2 or 3 seconds. That is, if you're trying to tell me that's, he didn't have an impact, you're fucked. Get fucked. And I'll touch on this more, but like, so YG posted this. Everybody had their phones out. Wasn't nobody trying to help or check on that boy. SMH, fucking robots with a damn phone. Y'all whack as fuck. Y'all need to get slapped up. Rest in peace. X. If you... I'll talk about that a little bit later. But like so many people were just talking out of, like, reaching out about it. It's rough. But so the cops said, and I don't know if this is true. I'm just pointing out what Twitter's saying, okay? According to the dispatch call, the suspects were described as two black males wearing hoodies, and the shooter was wearing a red mask. Okay, that's important, because this guy, Soldier Kid, I don't know who this is, posted a picture on his, the car has been confirmed as a black Dodge Journey with dark tint and black wheels. This guy posted a picture that, yesterday, hours before this, and he was with another guy, and he posted a picture of a car, and on the seat was a red mask. Then this Soldier Kid guy, oh, he also had a picture with a black Dodge as well. But then he posted a boomerang. If you don't know what that is, it's like that little thing where it, like white girls do it if they're drinking like a coffee or something. And it like, it, I don't know how to explain it. But he posted one, and the location was Hook Fish and Chicken. And there was a pistol next to his food. And Hook Fish and Chicken is about 8 minutes walking distance from where X got shot. So people are thinking it was him. Some people are saying he faked his own death. Why? I don't know, man. Why would somebody fake their own death? Look, I guess it's a bad idea, faking your own death, like, really? But if he faked his own death, how much hate would this kid get? And he's all about love. He wants people to like him. He didn't fake his own death. That is a young man that was murdered. And conspiracy people think that this kid faked the death. Like, what are you thinking? I'm actually going to give Devin a call right now. We're a little bit late, but I'm giving him a call right now. And I'll put him on speaker once he answers. Right? It's just, it blows my mind that people think this kid would fake his own death. It's whatever though, right? People are going to be stupid. People want to cling to conspiracies.
Please leave your message for 2-1.
How's somebody going to tell you, go ahead and call? And then not pick up. I'll just keep talking. I'll have him give me a call back when he gets a second. What was I just talking about? Oh, people thinking that he faked his own death. This guy tweeted out, message to the people celebrating his death. If Maya Angelou died when she was 20, she would have died a prostitute and single mom. If Malcolm X died when he was 20, he would have died as a Detroit Red, a thief, a woman beater, and a drug addict. If Kwesi Mfoum, Kwesi Mfoum died when he was 20, he would have died a convict that did not gone to be a congressman. People's mistakes often lead to their great destiny. If you don't give people a chance to grow, you'll find more generations without leaders. I agree with that 100%. Just like what I was saying about, he was 20 years old. And people are celebrating this kid's death. It doesn't make sense to me. There are a couple things, though, that, like, aren't making sense to me. And I don't know, maybe Devin can talk about this more. X had a lot of face tattoos. And you don't see a lot of them in this video that was posted on TMZ. Like, he had the tree. He had this tree tattooed on his forehead that you can't really see. I don't know. It's pretty sad, you know? I'm gonna pause this real quick and we'll start it back up when Devin calls back. Alright?
Okay.
Alright. Devin just gave me a call and I just told him that people were talking about it being a conspiracy or whatever, and he just started laughing at that. I don't know, man. Like, why would this kid?
They think because of that Drake stuff, like how Drake and him were like beefing and whatever back then, and they saying that X told Pusha all his like secrets and all that shit, but really in the song, Pusha talking about A$AP Rocky and he didn't even bring up X one time about. Didn't even say any of that stuff, so I don't know. It's
kind of
funny.
I don't understand why he would, why anybody would fake their own death. That doesn't make any sense.
The Tupac theory too.
Yeah, that's another one that just does. Like, when is he gonna come back and just drop like the hottest album of all time?
He's just waiting for the right.
He is just chilling on an island. The only thing that, like, I thought was weird, did you see, does he really have that picture of, or the tattoo of, like, the clock on his face?
Yeah, he really did.
He really did. That wasn't in that, like, shitty video.
No, it wasn't. I seen that video. I sent that So I was like, you know, whatever, on Twitter or whatever, and that shit like popped up. I followed this one dude named Cole Bennett. He's this one director for like underground artists, but mostly like mainstream now. And, you know, he said RPX. No, he actually said Get Well X Soon. Then I clicked on his, you know, the tweet, and one of the fucking, the add-on tweets or whatever, whoever replied to it, was a video of that. And mm-hmm. It was like real choppy, and I, you know, I didn't, he was like really dead. But yeah, I didn't see that. I don't know, I didn't see that tattoo at all on his face.
Yeah, I don't know. I still don't think that he faked his death. That doesn't make any sense. But
where would you get a dummy from, though?
It doesn't make sense. And also, I hate those videos of people's death, like, seeing those videos. But, like, I saw, like, obviously the clip. And,
Right. Dude,
what I saw was a lifeless body and a bunch of jackasses just standing around filming.
Yeah.
Instead of, like, doing anything.
Nothing. They was, like, checking on him. Like, somebody had his hand or some shit, whatever. Yeah. And he just, like, all dead. And, like, I don't know, like, all fucking froze. Like, that shit's looking, I don't know, that shit's some fucked up shit, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, that really was.
Dude, I was thinking, like, when I was watching that, I was like, dude, this is a weird time in human history.
It is?
Where we just, like, normalize things that definitely aren't normal. Like, videos of people just dead.
Yeah, but, and that just go back, like, people, it's like, you know, that's that social media shit. It's like, it is all for, like, attention, like, and, like, it's weird, man. It's like, everybody want to put their life in real shit.
Yeah.
All on social media instead of, like, keeping that shit to themselves and mm-hmm. stuff.
It's like, and it's like, what video can I take to get me the most retweets? You know what I'm talking about?
Mostly be the definitely. It'd mostly be the fucked up shit, too.
Yeah. Like, that, it's like, there's, like, I don't know. There's, like, lack of, like, compassion and, like, that was somebody's life. And you're filming his dead body. You know what I mean? Like, that's somebody's son. Yeah. That's somebody's friend. That's somebody's, like, brother, whatever. And you're just filming his dead body to just post it out there or sell it to TMZ. That shit is so fucked up to me.
Oh, and then they said he got killed for a bag. I don't know if somebody killed him for a Gucci bag or some shit like
yeah,
that.
The, like, yeah, a Louis V bag.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know people really out there taking lives over Louis V bags.
That sounds like something people would rap about, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen. In that case, everybody gets shot every time. A suburbia white woman walking down the street with a Louis bag. They got blue eyes. They can get shot for their Louis bags.
Exactly.
It's not going down. Like, you know, you don't hear that in, like, fucking, you know, like Mayfield or something, like, he's getting shot up for bags.
Yeah, Garfield Heights.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That doesn't happen. Yeah. So it's like, how can a dude get lost his life for a bag? So no, that don't sound right either, but we don't know. No one knows. No one's there.
The other thing that's, like, super gross is when people, like, I saw so many people on Facebook and Twitter, like, oh, thank God another shitty SoundCloud rapper is dead.
Too, that's fucked up. And they like, oh, good riddance, this fucking dirtbag. And they got fucking his pass and shit, whatever. All right. And that's another thing. Like, that shit, like, all right, I don't give a only thing I know X of is music.
Yeah.
So, if all I know of that dude is music, then that's cool. Like, I don't know his personal life. I don't know, what he do at home. Mm-hmm. Only people who know that are his friends and his family. So, those people can judge him. I can't judge the dude. I never kicked the dude. I never talked to the dude.
Yeah.
Only thing I know him off is music.
Yeah,
so, that's all I'm going to know. I'm not, social media, that's like he say, she say stuff. Like, you know, you can't really judge people off what you see off social media. Because they be putting on acts anyway, so.
Yeah, they're just, people want to see you fail.
Yeah, and he got an answer to whatever, you know, that's his demons. That's what he got to go through life, you know, on his brain, on his conscience, he got to go through.
That's like exactly what he did. That's exactly what I said at the beginning of this. I was like, I can't judge him. I have my own demons. Everybody's got his own demons. And the other thing, too, like, the whole story of him and his girl or whatever, that girl dropped all the charges, and he denied that all the time. So That's all. I could go off of his word, and I'm not going to go off people that read a story that talked about him being a piece of shit. Like, you could click on one story of me, and I'm a fucking asshole, too. Right? You know?
Dude, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You talked like, to the wrong person.
Like, fucked up or yeah. Some shit. But, like, I didn't, like, what about Chris Brown?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
what about Chris Brown?
He's straight, like, he straight did it.
Yeah.
And people, because he makes good music and he doesn't look like a demon, people yeah, people yeah, don't exactly. care.
Yeah, exactly. He looked like a fucking pop singer. You know, all the girls fucking like, you know.
Yeah.
The
I,
fuck?
I took a screenshot of his Instagram story today, and it was like, the last thing he posted was how he was going to do a charity event this weekend in Florida. And you want to talk about how bad of a person he is. You know, doesn't make sense. And, like, the videos that he was posting, like, lately, too, all of it was about, like, spreading positivity, love, fixing yourself.
It sounds like he was checking out. I think he was, then, like, you see that one video he posted, right, like, I think a couple hours before he died. It was, like, really, like, he's like, you know, blah, 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 blah. Die or something today. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. If I'm not gonna sacrifice myself, dude, that was like some goodbye shit. Like he already knew he was gonna
die.
That
was super weird. And like another thing too was there was a bunch of people posting about how they just talked to him yesterday,
mm-hmm.
like and how he was telling them like how he loved them and shit.
Yeah.
So unless he was doing that shit daily, then why would he call everybody that he knows and tell them how he loves them?
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you know who that guy is that they kept posting the pictures of that soldier kid? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, some fucking... They said, yeah, then they go back to the Drake theory, because Drake in the
That's another song, Drake thing?
Yeah, he was like, oh, when Capo come, it's lie. Yeah, you know how I ride. Like, that shit, whatever. that soldier kid...
Because Drake is going to risk millions and millions.
Yeah, I know, but look, it's just like, it's kind of crazy, though.
It
like,
is crazy. The theory is crazy.
It is crazy, because, like, he got, like, X is, like, really, he was doing numbers without, like, mainstream videos.
Yeah.
Like, he only got one video. He got one video with two songs mashed up in it.
Oh, for real? Which one is it? I didn't even watch the video. Is it sad and something else?
Yeah, look, yeah, see, like, you never even watched the fucking video. But, you know how many fucking views it got? You know how many fucking views that fucking video got?
Over probably a lot now.
Yeah, probably going up now. And then he got any. I think, look, he put two videos in one. It was that Look At Me Now and some other some other shit. I don't like how he raps like all poetry and shit, but some like poetry shit, real shit at the end of it. Then he hung the white kid. Yeah, he had this little kid hang this other white kid and shit like
Jesus.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's
some of his shit was dark.
Yeah,
but like the last album he put out, that thing was like that was just beautiful.
Yeah, like you know what I'm saying, like dude, he's very versatile. He's like I seen him live. Like I drove all the way to Detroit, Michigan. I seen him live, and that was like the most energy. Like he was really about his shit. Like he definitely came to put on a good show. Like it was raw. I don't know.
How was that show?
It was raw. It was dope. Like live energy was crazy. He was like jumping all over the place.
And, what's like one thing that you remember from it?
One thing.
Or like the thing that sticks out the most that you remember.
Like he was for real about his music. Like he was really like for real like about turning the fuck up and like making sure his shit's like he's like Travis Scott but like more like detail with his shit. I feel like he was probably on some more detail with his shit than Travis. We're probably on the same level as Travis, but he gave me like a Travis Scott vibe.
Okay. For real. I've been like balls deep in his videos today, and I watched this one where he was doing a concert, and it was I think it was the Look At Me Now song, and somebody like fell down in the mosh pit, and he just stopped the whole song to make sure that person was okay. I was like, damn, this dude really cares about his fucking fans.
That's another thing. Yeah, he really did care about like his fans and shit. But then it's like half of the other people was like, he's like, I don't know how people just be out here judging people. They don't know. Like,
I know. It doesn't make like, sense to me.
Yeah, like, how you gonna judge this, man?
Like, I'll talk like, shit about people, like, jokingly, but to really hate somebody right after they were just murdered. Remember, this is a 20-year-old kid that was murdered. And you want to talk about how he was such a piece of shit. Like, he was trying to fix himself. What don't you get about that? just, God. It's ridiculous that people are just, there's just, like, no empathy or anything, you know? It's crazy. Like, and then another person, too, on Facebook, they were like, he was like, how's this guy going to be in, like, the trenches of the hood without security or a gun? And I was like, well, that's a fucking...
in the trenches of the hood.
And I'm, well, also, like, if that's the only, like, solution, that's scary for everybody. If in the ghetto you have to have security or a gun, then how is anything getting fixed? You know?
Who was saying that? Like, oh, wow, he's in the ghetto. Never probably been in the ghetto or the trenches.
The trenches.
So, what the fuck? Like, trench, like, I don't know. Some people sound stupid. Or, like, how I've seen, man, I've just seen the most stupidest stuff online. It's crazy.
Yeah, people just, people like.
I don't know how they didn't kill 6ix9ine yet. They need to kill that motherfucker. I'd rather see him get popped. Be honest. I'm being dead ass
here. Did you see the video of him talking about X? And he's like, man, he's like, you know how he talks. And he's like,
yeah.
I probably got 100,000,000 people trying to murder me. How did X? He's like, how did X go first? I'm like, shit, he's right.
He said that?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I didn't catch that one. He took Chief Keith baby mama out there right now.
Yeah, he's man, a chill.
He's garbage. He's a clown. I don't know. He's just corny.
Yeah, that... I can't get behind that music.
Yeah, I can't get jiggy with that either, John.
Okay, I don't understand people that listen to that shit. Like what... they're hearing, if they're hearing it differently than me, or if they just like it because it's hype. Like
No, they like it because it's hype. Cause there's a lot of people out here following stuff and doing stuff because of hype.
That's,
and you know why I like X? You know why I like X? I like X because he didn't give a fuck. And that's why half the artists I listen to, they don't give a fuck. Because you don't like them or not, you don't like them, or you ain't gonna like them. Like, that's period. And I think everybody should carry themselves that way, but not, like, you know, on a fucking negative. Yeah. Like, oh, like, I'm going to beat your ass. Like, you don't care if you like me or not. Like, yeah. Not that kind of shit. It's like, yeah, your personality. Like, you should love yourself no matter what, like, anyone say. So you got to do you no matter what anyone say. Like, if they like the shit you're doing or not, as long as you like it, you know, it's positive. Like, just do that shit. But, and that's, like, that was, he was on. He was just, dude, I like my music this way. This is how I'm going to carry myself. This is what the fuck I'm on. You like it or not, I'm going to keep on rocking with it.
Yeah.
And that's what he did.
I love that. And that's, like, that's another thing, too, with his fans. Is he had, like, almost, like, a cult following.
Yeah.
You know, and that's cool because it was, like, they asked him in an interview, they're, like, how did you get, like, this, how did people gravitate towards you or something? And he was, like, I love my fans. I actually love them.
Yeah. And, yes, he took the time out. Like, you go look at all his old YouTube video and shit, him, like, talking on live and shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was always
his fans asking him questions, he's answering them and shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, he's really connected.
Which is, like, I don't understand why artists just don't do that. Like, there was a guy that, I won't name drop him, but I was, like, messing with him since, like, 2010. And, like, we would talk all the time. Me and him would talk through, like, Facebook Messenger. We'd talk all the time. I'd listen to all of his mixtapes when they came out. He'd send me, like, the lyrics to his songs and everything. And now he's on a tour. And I'm like, hey, like, do you have, like, 15 minutes you could give me for, like, a podcast? Or like, just, like, reaching out to him. And he'll give me, like, one-word responses. Or, like, no, I don't do interviews. Then he'll, like, post a video of an interview. Then,
It sounds like a Jim Skillet. Are you talking about Jim Skillet?
No. Hell no. Hell no. No, this is... he's like a real artist.
No. I'm joking with you, dog. No,
but, so, like, he was doing a tour in Europe, and I mentioned something about, like, his merch, and he was like, he's like, yep. He's like, yeah, you gotta pay for it. And I was like... I'm like, I wasn't asking for a handout. And he's like... I was like, I've been supporting you since 2010. Like, that's all. I was just saying it was sick. And he's like, yeah, but are you really supporting me if you only support it when it's free? And I was like, dude, fuck you. Like, I've told so many people about him. And, like, that is, he just just disregards me now that he's got
fame. Like, yeah, you should be like, you're not my fucking child. I don't have to support you. Should have hit his ass with like, what the fuck you mean? Stop saying that support word.
What the fuck you mean?
What the fuck do you mean? You know, I'm not your father. I don't support you. Like, for
it's
real,
just, yeah, it didn't like rub me way the wrong way. It's like, what the fuck? Who do you think you are?
Right. Like, hold on. You don't got platinum plaques. Yeah.
Talk to me when you go platinum.
Shit, I'll go buy a hoodie or two.
What do you, I wanted to ask you what you think of all those albums Kanye's producing right now.
I love Kid Cudi. I'm not even gonna bash that shit. But John, to be honest with you, I didn't listen to none of it. I'm just gonna wait till people play it around me. And what I've been hearing is a bunch of.
That's not wrong.
It's not really the gay. I know some. He said some lyrical shit on a couple songs, you know. But I don't. I'm being honest with you. I can't even name you. Like, oh, that song off that album. Like, I haven't listened to it. Or
I'll send you. I'll send you like two of them that you should check out.
Like, bro, send me your like two songs that you like think fire and like you vibe out to it. Should I listen to them?
The beats, I think, like, of the four that have been out, like, with Nas, Pusha T, the Kanye, and then the Kid Cudi Kanye, the Pusha T album has the best beats by far. Yeah. The beats on that are so good.
I heard some of Pusha's. Pusha's, that Donna song, and what else? He, What Would Meek Do?
Yeah.
Well, Donna's, I think that Donna's wasn't on there. That was just this, but that What Would Meek Do on that is fire.
Yeah. Yeah, the while I do love diss tracks, I would much rather have artists that I like just collab and not worry about who's got a baby with who or or whatever.
I like that, man. All that shit's competition, man. It is, yeah. Shit come down to numbers.
I like it, yeah. All if it's numbers. Just all for fun, I like it, but when they start like taking real shots, I'm like, oh, why'd you have to say that?
I don't know. I'm waiting for Drake to say something back.
When Drake's responses are bomb.
Well, he dropped the upset video. Shout out to Oogie Man. Like, people really don't know how big that is for like Philly too. That when you drop that, because it's two producers, these two brothers out of Philly. The group is called Working on Dying and shit, and he put Oogie Man is Filthy's little brother. He produced that beat for Drake, and they like that's really big for them. So shout out that because that beat's fucking that beat's crazy.
Is the I'm upset whatever. Is that the one that was like the Drake or the Degrassi reunion? Yeah. That video was it was actually kind of sick.
Yeah. Oh, the video was dope. But I'm telling you, if you think he's going to drop this album, people are just going to forget about that shit. And that's, I don't know, you need answers. But I think he's going to try to do that. He's just going to drop all his shit and just keep it moving, not even respond.
Do you think so?
I'm telling you. Yeah, I think so. And Pusha got to go on his neck again. Like, dude,
I think it would be like, smart for Drake to not respond. Because Pusha, do you see the Breakfast Club interview where he's like, nah, he's like, I got a lot more to say about Drake if he wants to play that. I was like, God.
I haven't watched that Breakfast Club interview.
That's a solid show.
It is. No, it is. I only like YouTube. I'll be on YouTube. I don't really mess with a lot of other shit.
Yeah.
Be honest. I fuck with YouTube and SoundCloud.
You just fuck with SoundCloud? Really?
Yeah. John, that's the only platform of music I use. YouTube and SoundCloud.
You're going to have to send me, some of the people that you're listening to, and B, you're going to have to send me some of your shit, and you got to tell me more about this show that you're doing.
It's Blossom Reynolds. He's like headlining, whatever.
Was he the one that was doing on the beat that you sent me? Like that little video? It's like a 30.
Yeah, on the flyer, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was him in his Lakewood. At the Mesh Hall, like 7 o'clock, it's gonna be good. It's like a mixture of like rock bands and rap. So I don't know, it's a cool little venue. Wanna go have some fun, you know, be goofy on stage.
How much time do you have on stage?
I think like 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, are you opening? Because your name was...
Yeah.
Your name was first on it. That's kind of sick, though, opening.
Yeah.
I think...
But like, I don't know.
I'd rather open than be, like, just one of the people in the middle, to be honest.
Yeah, I'd rather open, too. It's like, I'd rather hit you off with some shit, because you're going to be, like, wide awake.
Set the tone.
Then, like, in the middle, then y'all like, all right, where the fuck mm-hmm. is...
That's how it is, too. So it's like... When I would do the open mic nights, I would rather go first and not have to worry about somebody in front of me, like, killing everybody's vibe.
Well, yeah, you'd be doing this open night?
I've done them, like, three. I've been, like, three open mic nights. Just, like, stand-up comedy. Stand-up
comedy?
Yep. And, dude, there's... Some of the people are hilarious. Some of the people go to the same open mic nights and tell the same jokes. And... I don't understand what their end goal is. Like,
do you be like, that'd be dope. I haven't been no stand up comedy ever. Like, to be honest,
some of my favorite.
I like them though. I like watching them.
Yeah, dude, going live, especially if you see somebody like a big, like I just saw Damon Wayans Jr. Dude, mm-hmm. I was not expecting him to be as good as he was. I was like crying laughing just. Like, when you see them live, because you feel their energy, too. Just, like, the same with music. But.
Man, but yeah. SoundCloud, YouTube, best platforms of everything.
Is your shit on SoundCloud?
Yeah, it's on SoundCloud.
What's the name of it?
You can just type in dev, honestly.
How many people pop up when you just type in dev?
Oh, a lot of people. You gotta go find my shit. I'm not really like, I don't really mean to like put my shit out there like that. It's like, y'all don't like, listen to it, you gonna listen to it. You don't, it's cool.
All right, well,
I like my shit and the people I play it for and the people I make it with, they love it. So.
Well, Thursday or Friday, I'm having somebody from ESPN Cleveland on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm gonna go search for dev so I can use that for the opening song on that podcast.
Alright, I'm gonna know. Let me, I'll send you.
Oh, now he's gonna send me some songs.
Yeah, now, if you're going to go search and pick one, I'm gonna go send you one now. You're gonna use it for the opening one.
Alright,
that'd
all right.
be dope, and I appreciate that.
Alright, brother. But thanks for calling in. I just wanted to. I figured that you would, you'd be a good guest to talk about that today.
Hey, yeah, you already know, I got you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
See. All right, guys. That was Dev. Tune in this weekend, or not this weekend. Thursday or Friday. I'm gonna have Emmett Golden on. We're gonna talk Browns, Cavs, whatever the fuck we want to talk about. And you guys are gonna hear Dev for the first time along with me. All right. Until next time, guys. Peace. I won't fix, I'd rather weep. I'm lost and I'm found, but it's torture being in life. I love when you're around, but I fucking hate when you leave. I'm not afraid to let go. You decide if you're ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad and I'm sad, I know, yeah. I'm not afraid to let go. You decide if you're ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad, I know, yeah. I'm sad, I know, yeah. Suicide if you ever gonna let me know. Yeah, suicide if you ever try to let go. I'm sad and know, yeah, I'm sad and know.